Welcome, beautiful one, to the May full moon. We have this opportunity to check in and create a ritual of release this weekend to let go. My question for you, and it's one of the most important questions because of the long unwinding that is happening of deep, stuck stagnation patterns, paradigms that truly are upheavaling right now. Personally, in your light of your life, what has been brought to the light for you recently? Something significant that's been a long-held barrier is now breaking down. And the more you can name and claim and release the fragments, the pieces, the entanglements, the more you can expand and allow the energy of the new that wants to open up and grow for you. So use this weekend to surrender the old that no longer supports you. Do you want to surrender it? Are you ready for it? Create your ritual of release. It's important to check in, to make that aligning time when nature is in the natural synchronizing alignment. Miracles happen when we allow ourselves to tap into the natural synchronistic nature. And that's what we get during the alignment time and the full moon. It is the lighting up of what's been dark and hidden. Feel the light that is your healing. Be the light. This is the message that's coming through right now, is to disengage, to let go all that has been holding you back and that's been part of a long-held barrier. Let the light loosen you. Surrender what is ready to dissolve in the light. Glass ceilings are being broken through. What is that glass ceiling in your life right now? It's a power time for you. Let the barriers that have now come to light, and you know what they are for you, what has now come to light for you, let it be released and dissolved with the light of truth, the light of being, the light of all the source of life, that divine through line spark that is you. And let this light of new insights that you are allowing in and transforming right now as you're breaking through whatever has been that long held barrier, that glass ceiling that is now lifting. Let the light of new insights transform any area of your life where you have felt something deeply pressing in any form of heaviness, suppression, oppression, anger, resentment, darkness, patterns of resistance, multi-generational hurts, traumas, painful conditions, suffering, sacrifices, or even what is clear to you in this generation. Let them be released. Let all the old limits that you now have allowed to come to the light of your life dissolve. Now more than ever, we are at a time, we are at a crossroad where we're being asked to turn strongly to the light, to the lightness of being, to the lightness of truth, to the very light of who we are. And the full moon ritual is such a powerful spiritual practice that anyone at any age, in any culture, can use during this natural aligning, synchronizing time right now. I'm going to be doing it with my family this evening, with my son who's 16 years old and my youngest son who's 16 years old. And he has been doing this now for 12 years. So every moon, almost throughout these last 12 years, he's had the ability to release anything that's felt dark and hidden, heavy and unserving. Imagine how we can change the world. When every young girl and boy know and understand that they can naturally synchronize to their own nature and release what's not serving them. This is our time. And I'm so honored and I cherish you for showing up, because we are uplifting the energy. We are bringing in the light. And you're here and you're listening to this right now because it's clear to you more and more every time you show up, more for yourself and what your life is about, to help bring in the sacredness of our time. So this full moon, welcome the grace that is here to give the gift of new beginnings. The three main focuses for the May full moon ritual is, number one, barriers are busting down and bursting open. This is that glass ceiling. It's going away. It's no longer another wall you're going to hit. A whole new energetic exchange in way is here. Surrender and release any life area or aspect that needs to find light. Allow it to break through. Name the release. Claim the clearing. Write it right. Pen to paper. Antenna to God. The universe, life, source, the universal loving presence, the all benevolent belonging that, yes, you are here, you are held, you are known, and your life is to unfold in your greatest emergence. A power shift is happening right now, and it's bursting with new beginnings. And the second focus is about the light and bright, and that is you. Dismantle the dark and the hidden. Bring to the light what has now become known that needs to let go. Allow your natural birthright to thrive with aliveness. Turn up the volume of the light. Let it be bright. As you let go of these blocks and barriers of the past, allow them to be over. Release any fears that you have, that you are afraid of yourself being stuck and repeating. Let go of that. That's how you keep progressing, evolving yourself into the light and the bright. Part of creating this clearing is let go of any fears that's going to hold you back from shifting to the other side and opening up to you. There are whole new sides, versions, chapters, stories, and ways that are opening up for you now. That's the third focus. Allow yourself to release, let go, and surrender to a new opening coming through. Something that you have never known yet in your life and all around you. Whatever has been recently called to your attention holds the insights to the powerful shift taking place. You are evolving into a truer version of what your life wants to become. Embrace that energy. Surrender. Open your arms, like your heart wide open. Open to what you are clearing away and letting yourself become. Stand and expand in the light of your new best life. Let your journey be bright and light as you honor the illumination, the lighting of your own journey and path to what you're ready to become. So on this full moon, the main focus for you is to release all the long-held barriers that have been containing you, that have been keeping you small, that have been shortchanging your own true expansion. Allow it and let it be. I'm going to do an important check-in. I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, tune into your body, allow yourself to be in sync and in alignment with the here and the now. Say, I am ready. What is next? Now I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to allow yourself stream of consciousness. and the first thing that comes to mind, so that this can help you inform what's been being brought to your attention recently. What's really desiring release? What does your mind want? Now write that down. What has been the repetitive pattern or barriers in the way of that? Unserving to that. Write that down for your release. Now, closing your eyes, checking in, placing your hand over your heart, taking a deep breath. What does your heart want? What's the first answer that comes up? What's the stream of consciousness? And then what's been getting in the way with it? What doubts, what fears, what patterns, what hurts, what resentments? The word resentment comes from resending information from the past to the present. What resentments have been getting in the way to what your heart wants now? This is about deeply healing and opening the channels to what wants to come through for you and allowing those barriers to dissolve. Now next, closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, placing both hands now in the middle of your body, down by your navel area, in your solar plexus. I want you to ask the question, what does your body want? What does your body want? Let your body speak to you. You have a body wisdom that wants to speak to you, that has answers for you. Now, what do you need to release? What do you need to let go that's getting in the way of that? What's been brought to your attention that you now need to be in more support and in truth to the wisdom that's there inside your body for your own health and well-being? So I want you to write that down. What does your body want? What does that body speak into you? And then what's been getting in the way from embracing, from listening to, and in expressing that? That innate wisdom and intelligence that's there speaking to you through your body. Now next, I want you to take and close your eyes, take a deep breath, and I want you to put your hand in the middle of your body. It's right above your navel and right below your heart. Like the midsection of you. Like a light shining right through that midsection of you. I want you to ask the question, what does your soul want? This is you. You are a soul here in this body, beating through a heart, using a mind to navigate, to map, to live. What does your soul want? And what has been getting in the way to allow that shining spark of divine truth of you to be the brightest, to turn up the volume more, to be light and bright? I want you to write that down. Any of the betrayals, self-betrayals, barriers, misconceptions, half-truths, doubts, fears, pains, patterns, whatever that is that's been getting in the way with what your soul wants, what that shining truth and bright light of you wants to express and be in turning up the volume of you. So on this May full moon, this is about bringing in the illumination. This is about allowing to dissolve whatever barriers, the long stuck patterns that are now breaking loose as we step into, shift into a completely new calibration, connection to ourselves and each other and our life expression. This is an important clearing time as we come into the second half of the year of 2019. It's beginning in June. We will be in the second half of the year. And this clearing time is vital and important to open up that space. And those that are taking the time to disentangle and dissolve the barriers, the possibilities are wide open. And I want that for you. You are worthy of it. I want you to claim your worthiness. And if on any level you are not in the deserving of your own inherent worthiness, release that. Practice the expansion, the nourishing of your own inherent worthiness. You matter. And what is in your heart and in your soul to live and be matters. I still think back to this interview I heard with a high-level actress who had done 2 years of intensive acting coaching. And one of the questions that was asked to her is how she really tapped into that deep, authentic expression with how she was showing up in her work. She talked about how her acting coach, before they began, they would just lay on the floor and for 10 minutes do the release practice. I release, I release, I release, I release. And that's what I feel is the power we have during the full moon, to that inner depth where the wisdom, the miracles, the meaning, and all that is designed within you that wants to come through lives. So in the release, by practicing the release, she was saying that if someone tells you to relax and you try to do it, you never really relax. The way you relax is you release. And the way you can relax into your essence and expression in your life is in the release, because you naturally drop down into your inherent worthiness and well-being, the wellspring of all that is right and good inside of you and that wants to come through. And that's what I wish for you on this May full moon. Release, let go, and break through. We need your light and bright. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.